Simon Sadi Dalit Sif Beis. In Tochav HaKaf, B'Kedera Shnei Pomim, if one took a milchig spoon and they dipped it into a pot of meat two times, V'Lenoide B'Nesayim, and they were unaware between the two dippings that the spoon was milchig and that the pot was fleshig, Tzarech Beis Pomim Shishim. So now you'll need 120 times to be mevatel that one spoon. So even though the amount of tam that could possibly be in that spoon is no more than six, would be for sure bottled in 60 parts, nevertheless, in this case, the Mechaber passes you're going to need 120 times. Now, what's the reason? The Shachik brings from the Trumas Hadashin that we're chayshish, that when you dip the spoon into the pot, maybe only 59 out of the 60 parts of milk that are in the spoon came out. And then when you withdrew the spoon, it had absorbed in it tam of meat, so that the spoon now became nevela of basa b'chalav when it was withdrawn from the pot. So 59 parts that were in the spoon went already into the meat and need to become nisbatel. Now the spoon goes out, the whole spoon becomes usser because of the remaining part of milk that's in it. And then when you dip it in the second time, it's going to require another 60 times to mevatel the spoon. So since we have to be chayshish for that possibility, therefore we're going to need beis pomim shishim. We need 120 times. That's what the Mechaber says. The Ramados adds v'yeshayimim desagi b'pam echad shishim v'chein noigim. However, the Ramah says that it is enough if you are mevatel at one time in 60 parts, and he says that that's the minig for Ashkenazim, is that we do not need two times 60, but rather one times 60 is enough. Now the Mechaber said beforehand that if it's loy noyde ben esayim, so what would be if it was noyde ben esayim? So then we would say, because of the idea, when I know that I put the milchig spoon into the fleshig pot, once I am aware of it, it would become bottle. There would be bittel at that point, and then when I put my spoon in the second time, since there's not any extra tam being added, we'll say that that's also bottle. So if I don't have a yediyah in between, so then I say I need 120. But if I have a yediyah between the two dippings, so since the first dipping was already bottle, therefore it will not be mitzdarif with the second. The second dipping in this case. Now this is unique to this case, because in this meaning in this situation we don't say chayzer veneer. Ordinarily, if more iser is added, we say the original iser will be chayzer veneer. So, for instance, if I first put in one spoon, and then I put in a second spoon, it wouldn't make a difference if it was yediya between or no yediya between. In either case, I would need 120 times, because they're separate spoons. Each one is adding more tam into the pot. So since I have two kazesim, let's say, of milk that are being added in, I'll need 120 to mevatel it, whether there was yediyah or not. But here, there isn't really any more tam. The whole issue is only an issue of chanan. So therefore, the Mechaber differentiates between if there was yediyah or if there was no yediyah. However, the Ramah holds that no, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, it is sufficient to have 60 parts. Not only that, but the Ramah holds, even if it was a chaticha, even if it was a piece of meat fell into a pot of milk, and the piece of meat was taken out and it fell back in a second time, even in such a case, it would be enough to have 60 times that one piece of meat in the milk. We don't require double, just because it fell in two times. Now, the truth is, in the case where it's a spoon that's put in, there's two other reasons to be mekel as well. One reason is because there's a machlokes whether we say chanan b'chal. Do we say chanan in a balia in a kli? Do we say, well, it's balu in a kli, there's chanan? So Ramah paskens, unless it's a makom of hefsim ruba, we're machmir, but in Makom have some rubber, then we're mekel, that we don't say chanan. So mekel then we don't say chanan, and what's in the bli and a kli. So really, in these cases over here, anyways, there's reason to be mekel. Additionally, the Prima Gadim adds in as well that, we've discussed many times in the past, when you take the spoon out, it really reverts back to becoming a kli sheni immediately, so that the bliya in this case doesn't have the opportunity to become an iser. Because as soon as, even if you'd say that one part of milk remained in the spoon, when I removed the spoon, nothing should happen, because as soon as it's removed, it should become it should have a din of a kli sheni on it. So since the so for those two reasons, there's, you know, we don't say, the Rama would hold that you don't say chanan by the case of the spoon. We wouldn't require two parts. But really, it's much more than that, because we said even if it isn't a spoon, even if it's a chaticha itself, let's say a piece of meat fell into a pot of milk, even in such a case, it does not require two times, even though it fell in, it is taken out and fell back in a second time. We do not require 120. Still, we only require 60. Even though both of those svaras that we just mentioned don't apply, it's not a bliya and a kli, and the chaticha remains a kli rishon even after it's removed. That piece of meat will remain a kli rishon even after it's removed from the milk. So why are we talking mekel? It really goes much deeper. It's because there's no extra tam. And that's the reason why even the Mechaber would agree that if it falls, if there was a yediyah in between, that it would be enough to have 60 parts. But the chumrah of the Mechaber is that if there wasn't yediyah in between, so then the Mechaber is machmer that you need 120.